Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to Celebrity Deep Dive.
Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today, we're taking a look at our 11th and 12th celebrities for season 2.
Since neither of them had enough information for a full episode, we decided to do them both in one.
She's a Riverdale star.
And he's also a Riverdale star.
Madeline Petch and KJ Apa.
So, Katie researched KJ Apa, and I did Madeline Petch, but we're both going to go over them together, so if either of us are a little lost on some of the information, then you understand why. So,
before we start, I just want to clarify that this is the official first episode of our Riverdale month. So January, we're going to be going over all these Riverdale stars, because Ella and I are both huge fans of Riverdale, and we can't wait for the episodes to come out on January 20th, CW, so tune in if you want.
Yay, we're very excited.
Yay.
So first, Madeline. So she was born on August 18th, 1994 in Port Orchard, Washington, making her zodiac sign Leo.
She took dance classes at the age of 3 years old and theater classes at 5 years old, and divided between Washington and South Africa, where her parents were from, through the age of 10. She attended Tacoma School of the Arts and moved to LA upon graduation.
So, moving on to claim to fame. Her acting debut was in The Hive in 2014 as current girl number 2, so huge role there.
Mm-hmm.
Her biggest role is on Riverdale as Cheryl Blossom from 2017 to the present day. So now we're going to go over some of her other appearances back and forth, starting with film. So in 2016, she played Eliza in The Curse of Sleeping Beauty.
In 2017, she played Marissa in F the Prom.
In 2019, she played Sarah in Polaroid.
In 2020, she played Ellen Ashland and also co-produced Sightless.
So now for television. In 2015, she played a mermaid on Instant Mom, an episode called Gone Baddie.
In 2020, she played Jane Bennett in an episode of Acting for a Cause called Pride and Prejudice.
I'm reading that book right now, and I just need to clarify here. She would make an amazing Jane Bennett, so it's great that she is playing that role. In 2020, in The Simpsons, she voiced Sloane in an episode titled The Hateful Eight-Year-Olds.
In an episode of Day by Day called Relocation, she voiced the narrator in 2020.
And she played Eliza Gold in 2020 in an episode of The Shadow Diaries.
So she also made one appearance in a music video called Malibu. It was made 2020 At Home Edition, made by Kim Petras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now for her current status. Her current work, she just finished filming Riverdale Season 5, which is to be released this month, like we said. And lately, in quarantine, she's been updating her Instagram account with 21.8 million followers and her YouTube channel with 6.3 million subscribers.
Sorry. So now we're going to move on to her awards. She was nominated for three, there was zero pending. Oh, well, she was nominated.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So in 2017, for the Teen Choice Award, she won Choice Hissy Fit for Riverdale.
In 2018, she won Scene Stealer for Riverdale.
She won Choice Hissy Fit again for Riverdale in 2018.
And in 2019, she was nominated for Best Musical Moment in Riverdale.
In 2019, she was nominated for Breakout YouTuber of the Year.
And in 2019, she was nominated for The Choice Ship with Vanessa Morgan for Riverdale, which I think they should have won.
I know. I was about to say that. They should have won. I don't care who's up against them. They win.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, so now we're going to go on to her family life. So her mother's name is Michelle Petch, and her father is Timothy S. Petch. She has one sibling, a brother, Sean, and her current boyfriend is Travis Mills, and they don't have any children.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the news section, the latest news about Madeline Petch, which I love research, so take it away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so lately there has been some circulation about a post Madeline Petch made. She's getting a lot of backlash for posting this picture of herself topless. So she posted to social media a picture of herself in her trailer doorway, and it is receiving some serious backlash. So she was wearing white jeans, cute brownish black boots, and no shirt, presumably no bra or anything else. She used her long red hair to cover up her chest, so nothing, like, technically inappropriate is visible, but she's still receiving a lot of backlash, and a lot of her fans are upset, saying she needs to be more, like, younger audience-friendly.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're going to move on to Madeline Petch's lightning round, a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't, that we didn't fit in any other segment of our podcast.
So, first, her quote-unquote crazy hippie dad wanted to name her Street, but her mother would not allow it for obvious reasons. So eventually they came to a compromise by incorporating Lane into her name, like Street, Avenue, Lane kind of thing, but they spelled it L-A-I-N-E, Madeline.
She's a vegan, which you can find out if you watch her YouTube channel.
I do. Mm-hmm. She is also lactose intolerant and has never before eaten ice cream.
What? How do you live a life without ice cream? But I guess,
don't know.
Since she's never experienced it, she doesn't know how good it is. So, like,
yes, exactly. Like, I'm dairy intolerant, but I still, like, have ice cream many times.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So she was a fan of the Archie Comics franchise, which Riverdale is based on.
She initially auditioned for the CW show Legends of Tomorrow before she did Riverdale.
She lived in Vancouver with her co-star Lily Reinhart, episode coming soon, while filming the first season of Riverdale.
And she had a near-death experience when she was young after being pulled underwater by a wave in the ocean. Her mother had to jump in to save her, and she's still afraid of large bodies of water, which is interesting given her character on Riverdale has had some serious problems with the river there and has a lot of water scenes.
Yes, yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're going to move on to the second part of our episode, KJ Apa. Yeah, let's just move on to his childhood. His birth name is actually Kennedy James Fitzgerald Apa. That's where the KJ comes from. Mm-hmm. He was born June 17th, 1997 in Auckland, New Zealand, making his sign a Gemini.
So he attended King's College for high school in Auckland before his acting career began. He is the nephew of a former rugby player and coach, Michael Jones. His father is a Samoan and chief of his village located in Samoa, and he started acting at age 16.
All right, so now we're going to move on to his claims to fame. His acting debut was the role Kane Jenkins in Shortland Street from 2013 to 2015.
Which is interesting because Kane Jenkins could be KJ.
Oh, yeah. So
that's cool. Then his biggest role is Archie Andrews on Riverdale from 2017 to the present.
So now we're going to talk about his other appearances. So he was in only one other television show. He played the role of Jack in The Cul-de-Sacs for 6 episodes in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Then he was a part of three movies. In 2017, he played teenage Ethan Montgomery in A Dog's Purpose.
I literally love that movie. Like, I watched it in theaters and I cried. It was so...
I actually, same. And I haven't seen a lot of movies in theater, but I watched that one in theater and I cried. I was too young to fully, like, appreciate that movie, though, so I should probably watch that again more recently.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was him, though, when I saw it. I guess I wasn't a huge Riverdale fan then, so... I don't think Riverdale existed when I first saw that movie, so...
Okay, so, he also played Chris in The Hate U Give in 2018.
And Griffin Horrigan in 2019's The Last Summer.
I saw that one on Netflix. It was, okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay. It was okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. All right. I need to watch that.
So, now we're going to work on his... What? Now we're going to talk about his current status. So, starting with his current work, many of his movies came out this past year, including Dead Reckoning, where he played Nico, I Still Believe, where he played Jeremy Camp, and Songbird, where he played Nico. Again, not the same person, though.
Mm-hmm. So, now we're going to move on to his awards. He was nominated for 9, won 1, and he has 0 pending right now. So, in 2017, he was nominated for Best Performance by a Younger Actor in a Television Series for Riverdale.
In 2017, he won Breakthrough Performance for Riverdale.
In 2017, he was nominated for Choice Breakout TV Star for Riverdale.
In 2018, he was nominated for Best Kiss with Camila Mendez, episode coming soon, for Riverdale. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this seems like a good place to interject that if Vanessa Morgan and Madeline Petch were nominated for that, they also should have won. So in 2018, drama TV star for 2018, he was nominated.
He was nominated for Best Performance by a Young Actor in a Television Series again in 2018.
In 2019, he was nominated for Male TV Star of 2019.
And he was nominated for Best Performance by a Young Actor in a Television Series for Riverdale in 2019, again.
That's 3 times you were nominated and didn't get. That's got to be pretty disappointing. Like, imagine being nominated for the 3rd time and still not winning.
It's
That's frustrating. Not to be offensive. I'm not trying to, like, offend any actors here. Just got to feel pretty... frustrating. Okay, and then his last award. In 2019, he was nominated for Choice Drama TV Actor for Riverdale.
I'm going to move on to his family life, starting with his mother. Her name is Tessa Appa, and he is named after his father, Kennedy Appa. He has 2 older sisters. I'm going to mess up the names, but Tamina Appa and Arietta Appa. And mm-hmm. he also has, he is currently dating Claire Berry, who we will be talking about in the news section, and they currently have no children. So.
All right, Katie, so you did a lot of research for the news, so take it away.
All right, so the news is covering the details on his previously speculated girlfriend, Britt Robinson, and his current girlfriend, current public girlfriend, Clara Berry. So first we're going to talk about him and Britt Robinson. In June 2020, KJ and his fellow A Dog's Purpose co-star, Britt Robinson, were caught cuddling and kissing at a party in San Diego. That was both the beginning and end of the two lovebirds, and fans were confused about the situation between the two. This was until they were reunited this past year, 2020, both having roles in I Still Believe. As previously mentioned, KJ played Jeremy Camp, and Britt played his love interest in the movie, causing speculation to return. Though, Britt said that she, quote, couldn't have done it with anything but him. It was nice having a previously established relationship in terms of our just working relationship and knowing how we work and then just being comfortable with each other. We were just able to trust each other and experience and support each other to make the best product. This basically explained that, to our disappointment, there was nothing but a platonic friendship between the two. The relationship, however, differs between Claire Berry and KJ. So now we're going to talk about his current public girlfriend, Clara Berry. So, KJ. Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I need to, like.
It's okay. I'm just reading along like, ooh, what's going on?
Ooh, what's going on?
Ooh, what is going on? You gotta cut that out. I don't want to offend people with my accents. They're so bad. I feel bad. I'm just a walking offense. You could put that in there. Maybe it'll clear things up. Like, I'm aware. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to move on to the relationship between KJ and Claire Berry. So KJ and French model Claire Berry had been pretty private since they were originally caught flirting through social media in December of 2019 when all the speculation started. Only 2 months after this, though, KJ shared some very, very, very PDA pictures on Instagram featuring Clara during his trip to Paris. The photos were captioned, "There's nowhere else." Clara then publicly declared her love for him by responding in the comments, JTM, an abbreviation of the French phrase for I love you. She also said, replying to a fan, "He is the only one in the world in my eyes." KJ also recently wished her a happy birthday through his Instagram, so we can probably expect to see the two together again romantically.
All right, so now we are going to go on to the lightning round, which is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we could not fit in any other section. And let's start. So KJ has a tribal tattoo on his right shoulder as a tribute to his family. This is because his father is a Samoan chief.
He plays guitar like Archie Andrews, his Riverdale character.
As many fans know, he is not actually a redhead. It actually took about 10 hours to dye his dark brown hair the correct shade of Archie Auburn the first time.
He was almost cast in the Power Rangers reboot film. He auditioned to be Jason, the Red Power Ranger, but ended up losing the role to another Australian actor, Dacre Montgomery.
KJ revealed that he hopes his character on Riverdale will hook up with Betty soon. He said, "I think because of how famous the Betty and Archie thing is, I would love to see Betty and Archie get together. I think it's so iconic and everyone kind of wants that. If there was any relationship that I would chip for, it would be Archie and Betty, which is kind of a classic, iconic relationship." Okay, let me just read you guys what's written in the script here, and I'm going to do it, but it says, "We will now explain why we passionately do not agree with him." I passionately do not agree with
him. Okay, let me just clarify that these are our opinions on the show, and this is a major spoilers. I mean, if you care.
I mean, if you're even watching this episode, it's a Riverdale special month. You can't expect us to not talk about Riverdale.
So, first of all, just don't like Archie in the show. I just think he's an annoying character.
He's even though boring.
He's the main character, you know, like.
I like all the other scenes. The whole boxing storyline and everything. I just don't understand
why. And
then
him and Hiram Lodge just creating more drama in the show to just drag on. Ugh.
Betty and Archie, just no, okay? No. Betty and Jughead forever.
Bughead.
And I rest my case.
Also, let me just remind you that in the first season, Archie rejected Betty. Betty wanted that,
yes.
And Archie rejected her.
Yes.
And now he wants
it. But you know who was there for her? Jughead. Hold on.
Jughead Jens. And honestly, I was about to call her Camila. Veronica was there for Archie, too. He just can't appreciate anything in life.
Although, based on all the trailers, obviously something's going to happen with Betty and Archie that gets messed up. But I'm just... I hope that Jughead holds out for her, because they're just meant to be. All right.
So
moving on. KJ and Cole Sprouse, who is Jughead, are BFFs in real life.
And speaking of Cole Sprouse or Jughead, KJ was a huge Sweet Life fan as a child, which is how... Cole Sprouse got his start, basically.
Yes. He played and if you want to hear more about Cole Sprouse, we have an episode on him. It's very old. It's all the way. This is our second episode.
What?
So let us know if you want to do an update on him.
Yeah.
If you want us to do an update on him. And we will get that up here for our Riverdale month.
Also, oh, yeah, our anniversary, that's weird to say, but our anniversary is coming up. So for that anniversary, you guys tell us if you have any suggestions of what we should do to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's all we have today on Madeline Petch and KJ Appa.
Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
Okay, we're just going to, like, cut this.
Yes, cutting right here. This is the part where we cut. Woot woot. Hi, future Katie, editing this. Woo!
Yeet. Okay. So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Riverdale Month.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
Between episodes, we hit 4,000 plays and are now up to 4,278.
And we have 41 followers on Instagram and are looking for a contestant for a So You Think You're an Expert episode. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram,
like at least 5 of our posts,
and DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So you should definitely follow us to get your opportunity at Celebrity Deep Dive.
So thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Happy Riverdale Month.